The current political environment is totally closed. There is no political space. For a nation like Ethiopia, we must operate democratically in an institutional manner, in such a way that democratic institutions are not currently functioning and they are totally controlled by the ruling party. We can cite, cases, the media. There is no independent mass media currently, and most of them have been jailed and most of them have left the country. So virtually we don't get any balanced view from the current, government-controlled media. The other problem is the judiciary system. The judiciary system is now almost a political instrument of the ruling party. The other institutional setup is the political oppositions. Oppositions are not able to function. They cannot call public meetings. They cannot conduct, town hall meetings. They cannot get offices to rent for their branch offices. So they are totally, they are not functioning as expected, by the constitution.
If you said there's no democratic institutions are not functioning, but the government will argue that it had a successful election.
Even in a democratic setup like, Norway and the past also United Kingdom, government, Germany, it is difficult even in a democratic institution, it's difficult to get even 50 plus 1%. What makes it new in Ethiopia, in a country where there's a lot of diversity in ethnicity, not possible to get 100%, It is shameful, even for the government and even for all, supporters. In this current situation, no government, no party can get, 100% in Ethiopia. That is really an indication of irregularities of the election.
If President Obama is supposed to meet with your prime minister, Mr. Desalegn, what would you want for him to tell your prime minister?
My personal view is that, I want President Obama, to put some sort of, pressure, negotiation, constructive engagement, in functioning the democratic institutions. We want, this democratic institution to be independent, free. That's my message. Simple. My message is that we must have democratic institutions like the judiciary system, the media, the civil society, the National Election Board. They should be independent from a party pressure. If these democratic institutions are functioning, I think the Ethiopian people are very, very, very well informed to elect their own government.